welcome to episode 4 of Bike Club. This is Eileen Rivera, and with me today...
This is Lynn Fu.
And on the boards...
Josh Lords!
Yay! We're back from Comic-Con!
Yes!
And we went, and you
it
know...
It was so awesome!
Before we recap, I just want to mention the wine that we're drinking. We're not exactly happy by it. I just kind of, like, grabbed it off the shelf at Trader Joe's. It's Chateau Tour... I can't even say it. I can't because I don't speak French, but B-I-G-O-R-R-E. Bijour?
Bijour?
Is that
maybe,
how you say it?
Yeah.
2007. It's a Bordeaux and it's okay.
Yeah,
it's kind
okay.
of peppery. It's sort of... It's not the
type of Bordeaux that I like, but I don't know what the difference is. I'm not a wine connoisseur, but it's good. I mean, it's good for tasting, you know?
Yeah, and I think I may have paid like $7 for it. I can't even remember, but I just took it off the shelf because I generally like Bordeaux's, and there's another Bordeaux that I bought that I know is really good from Trader Joe's, and I just saw the label and I thought, well, why not? So yeah, I don't know if I'll be getting it again, but you know,
I think there's a lot of tannin, like there's just not as well-rounded, I guess.
You said kind of spicy, and I kind of felt that at the end, the tail end of the drink.
Yes, the tail end.
What do you think, Josh?
I agree. I mean, it's just nice for a single taste or so, but yeah, not so.
But we're going to be throwing out the bottle. Oh, God. Well, anyways, let's just get right into it. We went to Comic-Con over the weekend, and I have to say it was a fabulous experience. I have to thank my friend Roger Chang for giving me... managing a pass for me as well. So
yes, I want to thank Woo-hoo. I want to thank my friend and colleague Claire Moncrief. She helped me get access to Comic-Con when I was trying to auction off tickets on eBay or trying to get onto that, and that didn't work out too well for me, but I made it down there. It was really good.
Yeah, it was all really last minute, but it was worth every moment of time, and it really wasn't super crazy. It was a lot of fun. I think it was a real eye-opening experience. I mean, I've been to other conferences where there's like huge banners and twirly lights and everything, and I mean, you know, this is kind of compared with it, but yet I felt the vibe was really was nice. It wasn't intense like I don't know.
I think it was kind of intense because they are people who are very into comics, and you know, and then they're also super fans who are into Twilight.
But it was
True
a different
Blood
kind of intense. It wasn't like intense where I need to make a lot of money.
Right?
And,
no,
like,
no,
sell
no.
My, hawk my products.
But it's the intensity that they're into it. You know, like it's like, oh my God, because I felt intense at some point. We're like, oh my God, this is somewhat overwhelming, especially on the floor when there's so many booths, so many people to fight through. Yeah, and then I like how it's a family event too, because there are like kids, their parents with baby strollers. I saw like a dad with a baby. Thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the sling with the baby.
Oh,
and the sling.
That's what it's called.
And then there was pregnant
the
women
thing.
There. There was a lot big families there.
Oh, yeah. There were pregnant women
there
too.
Were.
I did see.
They were hardcore.
Gosh. Yes, they were.
There was a lot of hardcore fans of whatever, you know, fantasy, comic books, sci-fi. I mean, there's lots
Everything.
Of things. I mean, for me personally, I watch a lot of movies and television. And so a lot of the genres that I watch happen to be represented at Comic-Con. Not necessarily like reading comics, but there were other things out there, you know, for someone like me, which was great. So, you know, we're able to experience more and be exposed to things that I
Definitely.
Don't know about. So
same thing with me. I mainly was going because of the Lost and the True Blood panels. I did think about going to the Twilight one, but that just timing did not work out, which was on Thursday. And then hearing about the lines, it was like, I can't take a week off from work.
So we unfortunately missed the Twilight panel, which was huge, and we'll kind of go over that in a bit.
Yeah.
But we arrived on Friday. You got there before me.
Yes, I did. And
you walked the show floor.
I did. It was
on.
Nice. I actually... I got in. I was quite surprised. My last time visiting San Diego, it was pretty foggy and stuff. So I was surprised that it was very sunny, very warm, which was great because coming from San Francisco, it was quite cool and
Yeah, we're
foggy.
having our San Francisco summer right now, where it's not quite the summer that everybody else in the country is
going,
feeling.
Nope. Going south, it was really nice. And,
Diego was great. I mean, the weather was beautiful, you know, all weekend long. And
it's in the downtown Gaslamp area. It's right.
Yeah.
That's where the convention center is. And it was my first time, I guess, in the heart of downtown. I think before I was in the outskirts of San Diego, and it was just such a good spot, because on one side you're at the convention center, you cross the street, cross I guess where the train tracks are, and there you have streets where you can access all the bars, all the restaurants, you know, lots of places.
Everything was very walkable. Yeah,
it was very convenient.
Yeah. So we, you know, I met up with you on Friday afternoon.
Yes.
And you know, got badges and all of that sorted out, and then we left and we went to the True Blood Happy Hour number one at a place called the Prohibition.
Right. And actually, before we, I guess at our last, looked up because there was this meetup from truebloodnet.com, which informed us of three happy hours that was taking place during the convention center. And then there's two of them in one night on Thursday and Friday. So we planned to hit both of them, and we did. It was awesome. So pretty much right after we got our badges, we walked straight to the first one we went to was Prohibition.
Right.
The happy hour started at 7, but we got there maybe what, 6:15, 6:20?
6:30, I think. But the thing is, we ran into someone that you know.
Oh yeah, it was. Oh my god, it was.
Or that you've met in the past.
But I thought it was kind of funny because I was like, I am not waiting in line for this. And then we were there. You guys were saying how the line wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad. Yeah.
So we got in line. So you can tell that we will get in. We would get in. And then behind us, someone asked, "Oh, is this line for True Blood Happy Hour?" And I turned around. I was like, "Gosh, you look so familiar." And I was trying to think of the name, and sometimes my brain just doesn't work at that moment. And then Tom, Eileen's husband, and my coworker friend, he recognized him right away, and his name is David Lawrence.
Yes.
And he's actually a radio personality, tech guru turned actor. And he's the puppet master, I think, Eric Doyle on Heroes.
On Heroes.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. Well, the thing is, you guys were talking to him, and I, you know, shook his hand and everything. And then later, they kind of ushered him to the front, and he said, "Hey, I'm with all of these people."
Right.
So we got to go in with him first, but at that moment, you turned to me and you said, "Is that the guy?"
Yeah, I needed confirmation.
We didn't make that confirmation, and I was the entire time thinking, "Isn't this guy on Heroes? I don't know."
Yeah, no, yeah.
And lo and behold, it was true, because we confirmed it once we went downstairs. And David was really nice. Thank you so much, David, for letting us come with
you
into
David.
The bar and kind of getting us the hookup with
and
the
we got
booth
in before
and
everybody else.
Yeah, we got in before everyone else. We got our swag, which included pint glasses with plastic fangs.
Yes.
Coasters. I think
wife beater tees.
Yes,
or what
wife
do you call
beater
tanks.
Yeah, we got these tank tops that says Fang Banger on them. I haven't actually worn mine.
I wore mine yesterday, but it was under a sweater because it was so cold in San Francisco. But I showed it to my manager Bonnie because she really wanted to go, and I was trying to recap my experience, and I showed it to her. She was like, "Oh my god, that's so funny."
Inside, you know, there was some lights that kind of shined on the floor, said True Blood, and then the theme music was going on, and eventually everyone got in, and you know, we were lucky enough, there was some food passed around. It was good. It was nice kind of hanging out, and then we met a photographer whose name is Chaz, and very nice guy who has a great website, great photographer actually. Chaz, Chaz Thoughts .com, and we'll have a link to that on our website. But
he took some great pictures.
Great pictures of, you know, the True Blood event. And he kind of tipped us off that the other happy hour party happening at the Rock Bottom Bar, there could be a special appearance by Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes.
Who plays Eric on True Blood. So, you know, Lynn and I kind of strategized, like, oh my gosh, we have to go there. We have to go there.
And this is just like when we were first there. We got in right before 7, and then maybe like half hour into it, 7:30. We met the photographer, we met Chaz, and then he informed us, and we were like, gosh, when do we go? So he actually gave us a kind of a time frame. He went ahead first, and then we kind of stuck around a little bit and then went over maybe 8:15, 8:30 time.
Yeah, so then you know, we said goodbye to David. Again, thanks, David, for hanging out with us. That was very cool. And we went over to Rock Bottom and kind of waited a little bit. We weren't sure what was going to happen. We, at one point, we thought maybe we might leave. And then all of a sudden, swooping the 6'4" Swede. And it took a minute. It was like the bar just kind of stood still. And then all of a sudden, ding, 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 ding. Oh, my God. And he was with someone else, and we weren't sure who
we were
it was.
Trying to figure it out because just the way his hair was, what he was wearing, we weren't sure if it was a friend or who. And then I realized it was Reverend Steve, who was Michael McMillan with Alex. And, and then all of a sudden, there was that moment of, like, people trying to figure out, whoa, is it really them? Mm-hmm. And then maybe, like, half a minute, a minute later, people started to swarm them, including myself.
And we ran over there as soon as possible. And we have pictures. And I have my whole Comic-Con experience in photos up on our website on bikeclubshow.com. And in there are pictures of Lynn and I posing with Alex and Michael. They were super nice.
Yeah, they were super nice. And then, like, you know, like I asked them questions, like, with Michael McMillan, I asked him about that that shot in, I don't know, episode 3 or something.
Four. Yeah, what three, was it? Three
I
or
can't
four.
Remember. The one in the Dallas hotel where Suki was watching or flipping through the TV screen, and it was that
in
adult channel.
In the adult section, yeah.
And then the picture in the middle. And he basically responded saying, oh, no, not really me. Really, people told me that. And
maybe I don't know. Maybe they know something about my character
that
I don't know.
So I was like, are you not telling me, or do you really not know? I wasn't sure, so I just, you know, whatever. But very easy to talk to. And then Alex, I asked him, I guess I didn't really know what to ask.
Yeah, what did you say to him?
I just asked him, oh, hey, you know, are you going to be at the panel tomorrow? And are you going to be at the autograph signing at the Warner Brothers booth? And he said, yes. Yes, I will be there.
All I said to him was that, you know, I love him in the show and I love his character and I thought he was doing a good job. And he said, well, thank you very much. So,
I really like,
I didn't know,
they're very down to earth.
Yeah, there were so many people there that wanted his attention. I just wanted to get my picture and just sort of meet him, you know, officially and then be on my way. I mean, I'm not really the kind of person that's going to, you know, dominate time or anything like that. It's just sort of like, hey, I just want you to know I love your stuff. And, you know, you're doing a great job.
I thought it was very, very nice. Like, just to interact with fans and spending some time to, you know, talk with each of us. And then,
you know, we did watch an Entertainment Weekly interview with Alex and Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer that was recorded the day after. And I remember they asked all three of them what they thought of Comic-Con and when did they think it was that True Blood was, you know, kind of like a big deal. And Alex said, yesterday. And, you know, I got to Comic-Con and it was just crazy. You know, I was kind of scared. And I thought, Lynn, we scared Alex. We scared him.
Let's not. It's not just us.
I know. But we were part of that. Yes. Sorry if we scared you. I tried to be as calm as possible. You know, I didn't want to go or squeal or anything like that.
I don't think we did. I think we were all pretty mature. I think it's just maybe the number of people
that were kind of trying to get
in
there.
I think because True Blood gotten so popular so quickly, you know, I really think season 1, I think there was that small population who were really, really, you know, into it. And then all of a sudden,
season two,
I wonder if it's all timing with like Twilight.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure
you know,
it is.
All the, it's just,
Well, there's also the fact that he's just plain hot.
Right. Yes.
If you see the pictures.
Of course.
It's kind of, you know, it's
I was
obvious.
Trying not to, you know,
well, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there because everybody else is going to go there.
Because he's really smart, too.
Yeah,
so
we've seen some other interviews. Okay. So, you know, that was our Friday night. And
it was
a lot of fun.
It was so exciting. I can't
Lynn,
stop
I will tell
thinking
you that
about it.
Lynn had this euphoric high the rest of the night.
Yeah, I mean, it was so nice.
We ended up catching up with some other friends, and then we ended up going to see this little exhibit on behalf of Tron, which other people would be, like Josh, would have gone crazy over if you were there, because we saw the Tron cycle. We saw,
it was
you know, drawings of the cycle.
Yes.
And we were in the Lynn's arcade and playing 80s, you know, video games and stuff. And at that time, I knew Lynn was still just over the moon about meeting Alex.
Yes, it was. It was very nice. He was very tall.
Yes,
I mean,
he was very tall.
I fell small around. I mean, generally with my friends and, you know, everyone, like I tower everyone. I'm just 5'8", but, you know, sometimes wearing heels, 5'10", 5'11". But with him, I felt really, I just was like, wow, I mean, 6'4". He's really tall.
Michael was very, he obviously looked different because his hair is not like just up in that crazy, like sprayed bouffant that he has, you know, on True Blood as Reverend Steve. But he, you know, came in plaid. He just seemed like a regular nice
guy.
Kind of
like a hipster. Is that
kind of a little bit. And, you know, we kind of told him about our show and stuff.
And he said, he said that he wasn't at the panel, but he said he's a comic writer himself, too. Mm-hmm. So he had a panel, but unfortunately it was the same time as True Blood.
True Blood, so we weren't able to go.
Yeah, darn.
But that was our Friday night. And then Saturday we got up early.
Yeah, way early.
Relatively early so that we could go to the Lost panel. The Lost panel was at 11 o'clock.
And this is because people gave us tips on like, you know.
If you want to go.
Right.
You got to get up. No, you got to get there before 8.
So like generally, 3 hours if you want to get at least maybe mid to back or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the Hall H is where the Lost panel was, and that is the biggest room, and it holds about 6,500 people.
Yeah.
And if you want to be somewhat, and if you don't want to have nosebleed seats, you got to wait at least 3 hours. I mean, that's kind of our experience. So we waited in line. We got up early, had our coffee, and kind of like the line was kind of moving and shuffling, and they're trying to squeeze everybody in so that the back of the line doesn't stretch way too far. We sat on the grass for quite a while, but I mean, eventually everybody got there and they were organized. San Diego Convention Center was organized. They knew how to have those lines flow and nobody trampled anybody and everybody got in.
No, it was very good. It was
very, very good.
I was, for my first experience to wait in line for something, mm-hmm. I mean, I've never waited in line more than maybe half an hour, but this was, it was a pleasant experience despite the fact that we had to sit, you know, or lie down or stand out in the open waiting with all the people.
And we were, you know, towards the middle, you know, of the room, you know, middle back. And it was a really, really great panel. And we won't spend too much time on Lost because that's not what this podcast is about, but Lynn and I are both fans.
But the fact that it's the final season, it was one of those things where like, oh, we must be there just to kind of, you know.
Yeah, just to
see
be there. I've
or,
seen
yeah.
I've seen their panels online before, and I subscribe to their podcast and the official Lost podcast, and it was just kind of cool. I mean, they're not going to answer any questions, but they obviously had some funny skits with some of the actors
gave us,
that showed up.
That was it was like for the fans, and I really truly enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And then as a bonus, because before we got in, I just said, well, wouldn't it be nice? You know, I really wish that Sawyer would be there. Josh Holloway, the actor who plays Sawyer. And lo and behold, he showed up.
Yes.
And I about just jumped out of my seat like the biggest fangirl in the entire world. I mean, I just
love
that guy.
I did too. And I'm not that crazy about him. But I was like,
my God. It was insane. So, Lost was a really, really great panel. It was fun. And, you know, it's kind of weird because it's so detached because we won't see that show until January.
No.
So it kind of feels weird. They haven't even started shooting that show.
No.
That show starts shooting in August in Hawaii. So, you know, they can't show any clips. They can't other than repackaging what they already shot. So, you know, but it was a great panel. It was fun. And I'm glad we went. I'm glad we had that experience. And it wasn't as terrible as I thought. But there were people that lined up overnight. I don't know that I would do that. I don't know. I don't think I need to.
I don't know.
I guess you have to be super hardcore, but I don't know.
I guess it depends on the situation. Like if I know, I don't know, maybe if it's like if I know I can get up front and get an autograph and picture like guaranteed,
then
maybe I would want, like, say if you're the if you get in and you're the first 100 people, you'll definitely get photo, autograph, maybe one question. I'll camp out. But I mean, I have to point out the weather. Oh gosh,
yeah.
It was so nice because there was no sun. It was overcast.
We got lucky.
Oh
yeah, because that first panel was 11 o'clock. The line is outside. It's not actually inside the convention center. We were lucky because it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 10:30 before we finally got
in. Not too bad.
And it was overcast. So you know. know, we didn't have the bleeding sun.
No,
because
there was no cover either.
Yeah, there's no cover. There's no tents or anything like that.
And then when we walked out, it was like what?
It was bright.
12:30. Yeah, and you saw the people kind of in line. Lining up. I think for the neck, whatever the next panel is, mm-hmm. and it just
it was it looked hot. It looked uncomfortable. Oh my God. And we were really really lucky.
Yeah.
But so Lost was great. And then afterwards, we kind of just took a break and sat down for a little bit. And then we, you know, ate some food. And then we went into the show floor. That was the first, like, well, I had been on the show floor. But then I went in again. And then we just kind of like roamed the floor, looked around, kind of saw Leonard Nimoy signing autographs and Brent Spiner of Star Trek. Oh, the cast of Chuck was signing autographs
they
at
were
that time.
Yep.
It was a little frenzy in the Warner Brothers
and
booth.
And then I did see that. I saw a note about... I think on Saturday, 2:30 to 3:30 was the entire cast of True Blood signing autographs, and I brought my season one DVDs for them to sign. And I had thought maybe, oh, I can squeeze in and then head over to the 5:15 panel. But seeing the Chuck cast signing autographs, the line was crazy.
Yeah.
And I told Eileen, I was like, okay, I guess my idea was not that good. Let's just forget that. And
well, I was advised before by veterans of the Comic-Con conference to go to True Blood was at 5:15 and they advised me to go to the panels earlier, the two panels before that, just to be guaranteed a seat.
Oh,
and
yes, that's
basically what we did. And so we kind of spent about 45 minutes walking around the floor, and about 1:30 we decided to go up to Ballroom 20, where the True Blood panel would be, you know, 4 hours later. And we got in line. It was a pretty long line. And our goal, at least my goal, was to go see the V panel, which we did end up going. So we got in line at 1:30. We were able to be shuttled in about 2:45, 2:50.
Yeah, not too bad.
They were showing the pilot for the new series V, which is a remake of the original series in the 80s. And I have to say, it was a really, really good pilot.
I'm
so
excited
I'm very
to
excited
watch
to
that.
See it. Yeah.
When is this?
November. They said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they said November. I don't think it's cheesy. I think it, at least from the pilot, I think they're doing a good job. So I would advise to check it out when it comes out in November. So we were able to be seated towards the back, and then literally this is what happened. Like during Q&A for V, after they showed the pilot, Lynn and I get up and we start moving up.
Yeah.
To sort of the middle of the hall because we were towards the back of Ballroom 20. And this, I think this ballroom held about maybe 3,000.
Yeah, maybe half the amount.
Half the amount of hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, hall H. So we kind of move up as quickly as we can. And then, you know, the Q&A ends. And then the next panel is Fringe.
Yeah.
And we just like, I just ran up there as far as I could get. And I was like, hey, are those two seats right there? And some guy says, yes, yes. And then right next to me standing is this guy in a wheelchair. And he was kind of mad at me. He's like, you have to jump. Be careful when you jump over me. I was like, okay, I'm really sorry. So in the middle of trying to negotiate these two seats, which was probably nine rows back, we would be in the ninth row, this kid jumps over from the
row in the back.
The row in the back and tries to claim the seat. And I said, hey,
no.
I was getting that seat. I'm climbing over this guy with a wheelchair. You give me that seat. And he just looked at me like, no, I need two seats. I'm like, I was getting those seats and I cleared it with these two people. They're my seats. We kind of had a standoff. And then finally the kid gave up. And finally the kid gave up. And so we were able to have those two seats. We were nine rows from the front and we got to watch the Fringe panel, which was very, very entertaining.
Yeah,
actually.
It was. I never watched the show, but I think I'm going to
take a look.
And
I gave up on it because I didn't really like it. But now, you know, unfortunately we got a ton of spoilers, so we kind of know what the heck is going on. But I'm actually interested again, and the cast was really adorable. And I think that it'd be worth checking out.
And if you remember Josh Jackson,
he was Pacey on Dawson's Creek.
If you remember, he's in it. So
he's adorable. Like just in person, he just seemed really, you know, charismatic and
has good personality.
Yeah, good personality.
He interacted with the audience really well, as well as his castmates.
Yeah, but then at 5:15, as soon as they were shuttled off, I have to say though, it felt like a lot of people during the Fringe panel were there for True Blood already.
But it's interesting because I feel like they also, I think they were there for both because there were people, because I kind of turned my head and saw some of the fans.
Yeah.
They were shouting out stuff.
True. They
were answering questions. Yeah.
Yeah, the cast was throwing out trivia about the show, and there was a lot of people who seemed to know the answers all around the ballroom. But there was this girl in front of us who was sitting there texting, waiting for the True Blood to panel. Cannot wait for this fringe thing to be over with. So that's why I thought that. I'm like, oh, that girl. And then the girls behind us were all True Blood fans. So
as well as ourselves,
as
too.
As well
kind
as
of.
Ourselves.
But we were
know.
Quiet about that. We were thankful for the seats 9 rows back. It was so awesome because we can see the cast of Fringe very clearly.
Yes.
So then you're like, oh, this is awesome for True Blood, yes. You know? So we were not, I mean, we were at great seats. And thanks to Eileen for fighting.
Being up a young kid.
Well, and so as soon as Fringe was over, you know, they started putting up the signs for True Blood. They had like these easels that went up,
yes.
And then everybody's like, whoa.
I know. It was so funny because, like,
here's
I don't
our
know.
Fangirl. Oh my God, here we come. And then there was no announcement.
No, they there
just,
wasn't.
They just walked out. First
oh,
person you
yes,
see is
in
Alex.
The line. Yeah, in the lineup
in
of
the lineup of
name
the seats,
plates.
Of the
yeah.
name plates. Here you see Alex Sarsgaard. And then you see Deborah Ann Wolf.
Oh, I forgot.
Sorry, Deborah, who plays Jessica on the show. And, and then, you know, just I think
and
it was Sam Trammell.
Yeah.
Who, please, you know what? He's kind of my new favorite. I mean, I have been such a Bill fan this whole time. And, you know, of course, I love Eric now. I mean, come on. Who doesn't love Eric? But I think Sam is my guy. I really want him. I really want his character to do well. And he's very, very handsome in person.
He's very good looking in person. I feel like he looks younger.
Maybe
in person
a
than in on the TV show. I don't know. Maybe there were more white whiskers or
we love you, Sam.
So
I love that Sam.
Yeah, he's very good looking.
Yes. And then Charlaine Harris was there.
Yep. And then Nelson,
who plays
is that how you pronounce
yeah,
it?
I think they say it's Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Who plays Lafayette. And then sitting next to him was Michelle Forbes.
Yes,
who plays
I like
Marianne.
Her a lot.
She is amazing. And then sitting next to her was Alan Ball, creator.
Mm-hmm.
And then sitting next to him was Rutina Wesley, who plays
Tara.
And sitting next to him was Stephen Moyer.
Yes, very handsome, too.
Oh, he is so handsome. It's so nice to see him without that makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yes. You know, he's handsome on the show, but, you know, he's got all the white makeup to make him look dead. You
and
know?
I like his hair. I like it without the bangs.
Oh, yeah,
I like his
Bill
hair
has those bangs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the way hair falls.
The way Stephen wears his hair is, like, up and away
from
his face.
Yeah, I like
face,
it,
you know? And then, of course, the beautiful Anna Paquin, who it was her birthday.
Yeah, it was her birthday on Saturday, aww. So people were shouting, Happy birthday, Anna!
She's beautiful. She's really, really beautiful. And, you know, I mean, we all know that Stephen and Anna are a couple, but they really looked very cozy. Not, like, overtly, like, you know, embarrassing or anything, but they look very cozy. Whenever somebody would say something positive about Steven, Anna would do this little clap, you know, very cute, you know. So the panel started, and I mean, there was just so much going on in the panel that was amazing. Just little things that we learned. The first thing that we learned is that the True Blood drink is going, they've created a True Blood drink and it's going to be available in September, I believe.
And just in time for the season finale season finale, mm-hmm. I think, like, I can't remember, October or something?
No, it's September. September 13th.
Oh, it is September.
Yeah,
okay.
September 13th is the season finale. And you will be able to drink
pre-order
that.
Pre-order these, too.
You can pre-order them now on the HBO website, and we'll have that all on our, we'll have links
so,
to
So for those of you having a finale party, you know, order
some
of these.
True Blood.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like an orange, blood red, you know, beverage, you know, carbonated drink.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a chance to try it out, actually.
I know we could have, but Saturday
we didn't
was
go
a...
to the we didn't go to the party on Saturday at Bondi, unfortunately.
No, we didn't.
But in terms of the panel itself, I mean, there was a lot revealed and you know, the trailer that they showed for the second half of season 2 for True Blood was amazing. And I think it might have been the most exciting thing that I saw when we were there.
Yeah.
I mean, it just was jam-packed with action. And you can see it online. You probably already have seen it online.
Yeah,
they have it on HBO.
It was great. I was so excited.
The war between the Fellowship of the Sun and the vampires. There's so much going on.
Yeah, because then when we went back to the hotel room, we played it again, and we were like watching it frame by frame to see who was it on the platform.
Who was
that woman? Who's that blonde? Who, you know, asking questions and trying to figure it out,
exactly.
Analyzing every frame.
Exactly. And there's a lot of question now about the love triangle that's going to happen between in the books. And we haven't read the books. And we understand that a lot of people are saying, you have to read the books, Lynn and Eileen. We'll get there.
We will. We definitely will. Actually, in the audience, there was actually a lot of fans who read the books. And then... asked questions to Charlene Harris and Alan Ball about the difference, you know. And then I remember I thought Charlene Harris's response was, you know, I write my books, he writes his screenplay or something like that. And I thought that was
really
funny.
Tell me how to write my books.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And I don't tell him how to write his screenplay.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I think they have an understanding. And I think Alan is a fan of the books and he wants to, you know, honor them.
Yes.
You know.
But then also has his,
has his own differences
exactly.
When he wants, when it's appropriate. And so, where were we?
And then I was going to say, then I think Stephen said, responded about, saying that then it gives the actors, you know, creative energy on portraying these characters the way that they, you know, that they know how.
Exactly. So, you know, spoiler, there will be a love triangle between Eric, Sookie, and Bill, and there was a little scene in the trailer with Sookie in bed, and there was a blonde man.
Well,
behind.
Someone blonde. We don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Someone blonde. Was
all we saw was a little tidbit of the crown, or no, the from
looked
the forehead.
A little bit like
hairline
Eric's hair to me, but I don't know.
Is there another blonde on the show?
Oh, and then the other thing about the panel was that Alexander got a ton of questions.
Yes.
Between him and Alan Ball. I mean, he got the most. This question is for Alex.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how many times it was like, poor Rutina got one question for her and Sam, you know.
And I was hoping, like, you know, Lafayette would talk too, you know.
He didn't really talk.
Just maybe one, one response.
He answered a question that wasn't necessarily directed to him, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was.
It was about, you know, what was the funniest thing that happened on the set? And he said, you know, well, I don't know if I could talk about it. And then they're like, no, you can. And, you know, I guess there's a dance scene and there's a heavy set, you know, 300-pound man who's dancing naked. But during the filming of that scene, he fell
and, dancing
and that was
and
really
then everyone funny. Was everyone cracked up
so but it was really, you know, what was cool about being at that panel that was different about the other panels is the fact that True Blood is on the air right now, so they were in front of me, the cast was there, they have wrapped filming for the show for this season, but they were sitting like I don't know how many feet from us, and then I went home on Sunday and watched them on TV. So I thought that was really cool. It's like it's so fresh in my mind. You know, they're right there in front of me, and then I'm able to continue watching new episodes until, you know, mid-September, which is a long time, you know.
Halfway through the season
now,
because we just saw episode 6,
which we'll recap in our next episode.
Yeah. And then I thought it was funny. We had overheard like a couple of the girls behind us.
Yes.
Making comments about, someone asked a question, the fans lined up before the all the cast members walked up to get seated. So this one fan was asking a question for Alan, the creator of the show, and will there be any half vampire, half human baby? And I guess that was a reference to Twilight.
Somebody behind us would yell like, Twilight, Twilight, no Twilight.
Yeah, exactly. And then Alan Ball, I love his expression and
like,
his
what?
Response. Yeah, no, there will not be a half human, half vampire baby, like in kind of a...
disdainful
Yeah. Well, and he just said, in this universe, in this world, if you're a vampire, you're a vampire.
That's
if you're
right.
a human, you're a human. And there's no, you know, in between.
So I guess, no one's going to be creating any
But, you know, it kind of brings us to, you know, the feeling that we got in the room that there were a lot of anti-Twilight people in a room that is... praising another vampire story, you know, and I could see why there would be people who are in two camps. I get that because Twilight's a little lighter in the vampire universe versus True Blood. True Blood is, you know, as I had heard from an interview with Sam Trammell online, is bordering NC-17 sometimes in their depiction.
Definitely.
You know, it's definitely more adult. And to be honest with you, I mean, True Blood is definitely more of what I traditionally think of vampires, with the fangs and,
right,
you know, they sleep in coffins and, you know, they char in the sun if they go out. Yeah. You know, they don't dazzle like bright diamonds, you know, in the right. sun. So it was just interesting that these girls behind us, who seemed young, like in
young.
Their 20s,
yeah.
you know, they were so anti-Twilight behind
they
us.
Were.
And I was surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Well, I think that's one of the topics that we talked about for the show, you mm-hmm. know, to compare vampires, you know, Stephanie Meyer's vampires different from Charlene Harris's. And
exactly.
I'm sure a lot of other authors and executive producers for shows and stuff. So, for me, I like both, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I like True Blood more because it's on every Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, for 12 to 13 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I just took a picture with Alex and, you know, and we just saw the cast. I you know, and then I feel like age-wise, I can relate with them better.
Exactly, yeah.
But then I know that I was so crazy and obsessed about Twilight, and I really liked it, and reading the books as well.
I have a feeling that once the season wraps for True Blood, you know,
and
November
as we go into, yep.
November's around the corner. As soon as True Blood wraps, we're going to be back into the Twilight frenzy that
yes.
we were in, and which is quite frankly the reason why we started this podcast.
Exactly.
So
we
not
like
that
both.
We're abandoning
yeah.
Twilight,
no.
but you know, we just have True Blood in our mind, you know, right now. And we did see that panel. We weren't able to go on Thursday.
Yeah. And then I at the panel, Alan Ball did mention something about werewolves. So
yes,
there
next
is some,
season.
Yeah, there's some similarities.
Very, very, with love triangle, and there's going to be some werewolves
yeah.
in the next season, which I'm very, very excited
oh,
about.
Oh, and then I'm sure, you know, the listeners have read somewhere, Charlene Harris just announced at the panel that she signed a 3-book contract. So
more Sookie Stackhouse.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
So, and then maybe more True Blood.
Exactly.
So, I'm so excited.
I know. I'm so excited, too.
I'm hoping to get a job there. Just kidding. Well, not really, but.
Well, that kind of wrapped up our Saturday. And Sunday, we just, you know, we were pretty much done. And then I picked up some swag at the convention center.
That was a nice little, like, I don't know, icing on the cake kind of thing. Because
yeah.
For a lot of the fans, I mean, we sat around for 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we probably sat less than some of them. But they gave us tickets, and it was really nice. And I had left on Sunday already by the time that Eileen picked up the swag, but I was screaming in the car when you sent me the text and I read it. I was like, ah! I was pulling into my friend's house.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I was worried I wasn't going to get yours, but you know, I went and I had 2 tickets. I'm like, hi, I have 2 tickets for my friend who's in here, and they're like, oh, they just gave me 2. So I got these 2 bags, and on the front they're like little satchel bags, and they both say True Blood HBO on them.
Oh.
And then as soon as I got outside, I started to open it, and I was like, oh my gosh! So then I saw the T-shirt.
Yes.
And what does the T-shirt say again?
Oh yes, I'm wearing it right now.
Lynn,
you may not
the
see it, but it says it hurts so good.
Yes, it hurts so good. Great red T-shirt. And then there's a little notebook, which I have right now. It hurts so good. There's a picture of Bill and Sookie on there is a little, just a notebook, and I've made notes about last night's episode 6 on it. And then
there was a chapter, I'm sorry, a book two.
They gave us book two of the
yeah.
Sookie Stackhouse series, and then just a little flyer about the True Blood beverage. But that
oh,
was
yeah, with
really,
a discount.
With a
discount.
So that was a really nice little like swag like gift we got from
yeah,
HBO.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Which was really, really
By the
cool.
way, did you get anything for Fringe? Remember if they gave us a ticket?
I did. I forgot to give it to you.
But
it's
what
a
is
newspaper.
It? Oh, I don't get it's okay.
But it has to do with, you know,
oh, it does?
The story, like the
oh,
alternate
okay.
universe kind of thing.
Well,
but
just
anyways.
Funny because as I was leaving the hotel, I was like, oh, well, if you get to pick it up, great. If not, oh, it's okay. And then now I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad I told Eileen. give you the ticket. I was so
But we should touch upon, even though we weren't there, we were reading up about Thursday's frenzy, which
oh
I'm,
my gosh,
I am,
yes.
You know, while I'm happy and I loved my experience at Comic-Con, I really wish I could have been there in the room just to experience
to
the
feel
frenzy.
That energy.
The energy of all the Twilight
yes.
fans. Thursday was Twilight Day, and the panel I got to watch online.
Yes.
And it was really interesting. We actually got pictures from SoCal Jess at SoCal Jess on Twitter. She was kind enough to send us pictures, and we have them
yeah,
up.
Thank you so much.
She went and she kind of detailed her experience for us on an email. And she sat you know, for 3.5 hours to get in, and she got in, and, you know, she said it was worth every minute of it when she went. But what was interesting in her email to us, she talked about the panel, and she says, by now everyone has read and heard about the SDCC panel, so I won't repeat. But I have to say that Taylor Lautner and Ashley Green were the consummate professionals compared to Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. Taylor and Ashley spoke and responded thoughtfully and engaged the audience by addressing them versus looking awkwardly at their director or the moderator. Chris Weitz looked excited and happy to be there, which is good. He's the director. So
it must be I guess for Kristen and Robert, it must be the extra attention or the overwhelming attention that they're getting because of Twilight, you know, and also maybe the gossip out there about their relationship and maybe they feel a bit I don't know, weirded out by fans, maybe, or just a bit distant.
Maybe.
Because they didn't look, I mean, I wasn't there, but I did watch some of the videos online on the press conference, and they do look awkward. They look, I don't know, just they...
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to imagine being in their shoes, because I don't know what it's like to have... You know,
oh, yes.
People
no, yeah.
chase me down the street, or people yelling your name, or saying even bad things to you because, you know, like even Kristen Stewart probably gets some bad stuff because,
sure.
you know, people are saying you're two-timing your boyfriend
yes,
with Robert Pattinson.
Right.
You know, just, I mean, what we don't know. Who cares, quite honestly? But people are saying it to their face, you know, and it's probably really hard. I mean, and they're very young. So,
I mean, Kristen's only 19.
Yeah, dealing with all of this. I mean, when I was 19, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
No.
I was totally immature. And, you know, she's a great actress for, you know, her age and stuff. So, you know, the frenzy and everything was kind of crazy. What I did like was the... YouTube clips. Somebody out there shot the footage that was presented only to the panel, but we did get to see it online. Lynn, you didn't like it so much.
Well, no, because I thought they were gonna do like the trailer like videos, you know, on their website, and I was looking for a clean version, you know.
No, but this had the screams and the yell. Someone's holding the camera and going, "Oh my God, you're hot!"
Yes,
you know, it's like, "Oh God," I couldn't even hear the dialogue sometimes,
and I couldn't see some parts because some parts were dark, and then the room was dark, so I was like, "What am I seeing?"
You know, there is one version of the Bella Jacob scene that is subtitled. Somebody subtitled. I saw it online.
You did?
So,
okay.
Yeah, I'll have to send you that link.
I don't know. I mean,
that scene was kind of interesting.
I got the idea.
I got the gist, and I remember it in the book, and I thought they did pretty well in portraying that, which was good.
And it was exciting.
I got the gist of the apparition of Edward. Instead of just hearing it, she saw him. I got the gist. But you know,
I liked it too.
I really love the Italian scene. As I'm sure all you fans are waiting for it. I mean, I really, really want to see that whole moment reading in the book. And I thought it looked really good. I thought, you know, obviously all the red robes around all the people. And I thought they put Kristen in a really nice, you know, deep forest green shirt to kind of be
contrast. Yep.
And they had the yellow Porsche that Alice drove. And her running was very, very exciting. And then they do the little slow-mo.
It was nice.
You know, of it. It was great. And then, of course, you get to see a little bit of Edward walking out, pulling out his shirt.
Yeah, you know? I like how...
I loved that preview. That's all I needed. And
I thought it was funny because in one of the articles from RottenTomatoes.com, it mentioned that, you know, for those of you who are Team Edward and Team Jacob, you know, you got to see abs on both.
Yes, you did. And I think Chris did that on purpose.
Oh,
which
you
was
think?
All, yeah,
it
wanted
to satisfy both camps, you know?
You got to. I mean, if I only saw Jacob stuff, I would have been mad. I mean, you know, sorry, I'm Team Edward, but I'm glad that I got to see that. So, you know, it's great. There's lots of coverage online of the Twilight panel and the Twilight Day, I guess. But what was interesting is just, you know, sort of the backlash that we kind of heard, because anything that becomes uber popular is going to be hated upon.
Yeah.
And, you know, for many of the Comic-Con attendees, Twilight isn't exactly their cup of tea. So there are... You know, T-shirts apparently. I didn't see them, but there were T-shirts around, signs around, you know, Twilight ruined Comic-Con.
I was there Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. I walked the floor a bit. I didn't feel that.
I wonder if it was just Thursday.
Maybe it was just Thursday. I don't know. I just feel like...
It just kind of seems, you know... What's funny is that it's not a big deal. And what's really funny is that wherever we went, we heard about Twilight. Whatever line we were standing in, guys said that they went to the panel mostly because they wanted to see Avatar. But... You know, they went to the panel and it was fine. You know, they didn't care. There was some complaints about the clips, some complaints about Twilight in general. But guess what, guys? You're talking about it. And that's what is happening. It's never going away. Twilight is here.
Yeah.
New Moon is here. So get used to it. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. I mean, you don't have to watch. You don't have to look at it. You know, it's not your cup of tea. That's cool. But it's here and it's going to stay. So I don't know if I have anything else to say about Twilight at the panel, mostly because we didn't go. But, you know, I'm very excited, and I think there's going to be a lot of good things to come.
I guess just another thank you to Jess, SoCal Jess, to, yes. you know, give us a little recap mm-hmm. and some of her photos and stuff to give us a feel for what took place there. Because, I mean, watching the videos, you know, it was good. But I guess sitting through the whole thing would have been nicer.
Yeah,
you
because
know.
We know what it was like to be there for the other panels. Yeah. So, you know, obviously we missed out. But
it's, you know, it was, I think maybe next year if they have it, I would consider... Maybe camping out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did for Lost, so yeah. this would be the one thing that we would camp out for. But I don't think we need to camp out longer than what we did for Lost.
Yeah, we could do the same thing, 3 hours ish. Okay, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Okay, I was like thinking the 2 days that some of the fans did. No way, I can't do it.
So by the time that next year's Comic-Con rolls out, Eclipse will have already been out. So we're guessing that maybe this is going to be sort of a combo Eclipse/Breaking Dawn panel.
Maybe
possibly.
Yep.
Who knows? That's kind of what I'm thinking. But our question of the week is basically kind of, we touched upon it a little bit, Twilight versus True Blood. Why can't you like them both? People answer that question. Because we like them both.
Yeah, we like them both. I mean...
I think most of the people that listen to our podcast like them both.
Yeah, I think you can like them both. And maybe I wonder... Maybe say for the teenagers, mm-hmm. maybe they can't relate to True Blood, or maybe they're not allowed to watch True Blood, therefore they don't know the storylines.
Well, and HBO is a subscription service, so not everybody gets it.
Exactly.
So people are just catching up now
and
with season one.
I just got it last week because, you know, I got into season 1. I was like, I must watch it.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, it's catching up, but... it's just totally different, and I don't see why you can't like both.
And maybe Twilighters, maybe they don't like the fangs and blood sucking
and the violence and the sexual content.
So who knows? Yeah, let us know.
Let
what
us
you
know.
Think.
Answer
yeah.
the question of the week, and thanks everybody for listening. And you know, you can email us at bikeclubshow@gmail.com or follow us at bikeclubshow on Twitter. This is the first episode for this week. We have a special second episode that we will release.
Yes, stay tuned for our regular show.
Yeah, our regular show. This wraps up our special Comic-Con episode. Thanks very much for bearing with us. We are just so uber excited about what we just witnessed, and we wanted to share that with you. But stay tuned for the regular episode coming up in a couple days. But thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.